بالله نستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضل فلا هادي له. الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله على كل حال، نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له في علو شأنه وعظيم سلطانه، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده وحبيبه ورسوله، أرسله من أرجح العرب ميزانًا وأفصحها بيانًا، فأوضح الطريقة ونصح الخليقة صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأولاده وذريته وخلفائه المهديين من بعده ووزرائه العاملين في عهده، خصوصاً منهم على أئمة خلفاء رسول الله على التحقيق، أمراء المؤمنين حضرة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ذوي القدر الجليل، وعلى بقية الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. أيها المؤمنون الحاضرون، اتقوا الله وأطيعوه، إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. أيها المسلمون الأفاضل، كل عام وأنتم بخير. ها هو رمضان يطل علينا بالصيام، بالصيام لله الواحد القهار، فنرجو الله عز وجل أن يقبل منا صيامنا وصلاتنا وزكاتنا. أو مسلمز، أو بليمرز، أو مسلمز that are living in Southeast Asia. You have other Muslims also handing, extending their hands from far east and from far west. Muslims around the world, always Allah telling them in Holy Quran, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ شَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold tight to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't separate. Islam is not a religion that frightens people. Islam is a religion that makes people to love each other. It is based on love. We heard this many times, Islam is peace, Islam is peace, Islam is love. But we are not explaining why Islam is love. When Allah created us, He loved us from beginning. Or else He will not need to create us. He created us because He loved His Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where He said, Prophet, أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبِي. Allah has perfected me. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are of the greatest moral excellence that you are carrying, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When someone is being perfected through his discipline, through his characters and moralities, what he will show others? He will show them love. And the story of the Bedouin that came to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu was salam is a clear evidence that Islam is love, that the message of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is love, that Allah wants us to love each other. The Bedouin came and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on Jum'ah giving his khutbah, his precious khutbah. وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Every khutbah that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives is a wahi, is a revelation to his heart. So he was giving the khutbah that it was a revelation to him and to all Muslims. And the Bedouin standing at the door did not enter inside and said, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Muhammad, Matasa'a, Ya Muhammad. When in the day of judgment, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Bedouin means someone coming from desert, knows nothing except desert. Never he saw cities, never he saw trees, never he saw anything of civilization of that century. Every century has its own civilization. People were happy with their civilization. Civilization is not going on the beaches. Civilization is not going to have fancy apartments and homes. Civilization is to have nice mosques where we can do i'tikaf. Civilization is to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever possibility comes. That is civilization. That is modernity. Prophet did not answer. And that Bedouin said another time, Matasa'a ya Rasulallah. He kept asking. He kept asking. He didn't stop. When we ask someone and they didn't answer, we leave him and go. But to show how much he was carrying in his heart for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to answer him. He wants Prophet to answer him. Because Allah said, Ad'uni astajib lakum, ask me, I answer you. We ask one day, we forgot one year. We must keep asking every moment, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, until we are answered. You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not hearing our dua. But he's trying us, as he tried that Bedouin. The Bedouin was consistent in asking and said, Ya Muhammad, matasa'a. And Prophet is in his khutbah. Because in khutbah you cannot do anything other than khutbah. You cannot touch beads. You cannot move your hands. You cannot speak with others. Because it is a salah, it is a two rak'at equivalent to two rak'at. Two rak'at. In rak'at, when you are praying, you don't move anything. You don't do anything. You don't answer a phone. Now today we are answering phones in khutbah. Listening to what people are calling us. And when the phone ring, shaitan comes, answer, answer. And sometimes shaitan tricks us. Most of us, many of us, they don't turn that their phone off. They put it on vibration. When it is vibrating, oh, shaitan comes, answer, answer. There must be something emergency. In any case, that Bedouin was asking, Prophet didn't answer until Jibreel came. He has said, Ya Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah, Allah sending you salam, answer him. He said, oh Bedouin, this is a long travel, a long way to go. What you have prepared for it, what we are preparing for our Akhirah, Matasa'a, when is the day of judgment? It's a long way to go. Might be for us now, it's not long way anymore. Might be tomorrow. Might be after tomorrow. When you die, it is the beginning of it. What we are preparing? Are we preparing our bank accounts? Or our nice cars? Or we have to prepare in Akhirah bank accounts? Something there. Said, what you are preparing for Akhirah? What you have? Because this subject is very important today to know to everyone that Islam really, not by tongue, Islam and peace, but by act. And that Bedouin was burning from within him. When Prophet asked him, what you are preparing for that long day? What you think he said? It's a burning flame within his heart. Like today when you come to see it at the end of the day of you are traveling, and you come at the end of the day, first one meeting you at the airport, who? The one whom you love. Your children, your family, your wife, or your husband, two women. They meet you, if they can meet you at the gateway also. So what do you expect from that Bedouin when his heart is yearning to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, Ya Rasulallah, one word. Mahabbatak, your love. Your love, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Prophet said the famous hadith, يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَبُّ. People will be resurrected with whom they love. If you love Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will be resurrected with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you love whom Allah loves, you'll be with them. If you love whom Allah hates, you'll be with them. So there are only two ways. Either you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his prophets and his messengers and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the other way is loving shaitan and his ways. O Muslim, love is very important in our lives, because it will bring us to the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I will quote you that hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned: "Man ahya sunnati, faqad ahabbani." An Anas radiyallahu anhu ta'ala wa arda qal an al-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam annahu qal, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ahya sunnati faqad ahabbani." You cannot say to yourself, "Oh, I love you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I love Sayyidi Muhammad, Sayyidina Rasulullah. I make salawat." Hey, you can make salawat 100 times. It's good. You can make salawat from morning to evening. It's good. But that is not enough. He said, "Man ahya sunnati faqad ahabbani." Who revived my sunnah? Who revived the good manners that I showed to Sahaba? Who revived all the way whatever I have done of nawafil? He is doing as much as he can. That's what he loves when he loves me. In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. Allah said in Holy Quran, if you really love Allah, follow me. Follow Muhammad means. Kul ya Muhammad, tell them. Oh Muhammad, tell them. Tell the people, tell the Muslims. If you really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we love Allah? This is a question that we ask to ourselves. If we love Allah, why then we have to cheat? Why we have to deceive? Why we have to conspire? If we love Allah, then we have to hold together tight to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So love is, if you love really Allah, follow Muhammad. Allah said in Holy Quran, follow Muhammad in what? In saying Allahu Akbar only and entering in the prayer, and all different gossips come to our mind. All different issues. We follow the Imam like a habit. We are not thinking. Shaitan comes to all of us, including me, including everyone, comes to the ears and say, "Oh, how much you have in your bank account today? Did you count them? How much? How much? How? How? What? person, you kind of in your car you are going to have. What you are going to do this, what you are going to do that function, what you, where you have to go today, where you are going to eat today, what you are going to cook today, everything comes on your mind. As soon as you say Allahu Akbar. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says Allahu Akbar, he is in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not saying we are able to do that. No, we are not able to do that. But at least to try. He said, man ahya sunnati faqad ahabbani. Who revived my sunnah loves me. Reviving the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means at the lowest of it, izalatul adha an al-tariq. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lowest of iman is to take, if you see a stone in the middle of the road or a garbage in the middle of the road, take it and put it on the side. That the lowest of it, of my sunnah. How many stones we see on the road, we don't move them. How many garbage bags we see on the floor floating here and there on the streets, we don't touch them, oh, they are microbes. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to take the garbage bag of his neighbor, the garbage of his neighbor, he used to put in front of the door of Prophet. He was not Muslim. He was putting the garbage. She was going, putting the garbage at the door of Prophet. Prophet never said to anyone, when he goes to Fajr prayer, Tahajjud prayer to the masjid, he take the garbage and put it away. Do we do that? Or we go and fight with our neighbors? So Islam is showing humility, is showing love, sincerity. Prophet ﷺ had that sincerity. And then what he said? If you really revive my sunnah, today Prophet ﷺ in many times, civilization and century after century, people follow the sunnah of Prophet using siwak. Using siwak, many Muslims using siwak. Today we don't use siwak. We show, oh, for what siwak? We have a brush, toothbrush. Use toothbrush. No one is saying don't use. But when you come to your prayer, use your siwak. That is a sunnah. Man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru 70 shahid aw 100 shahid. Who revived my sunnah? When the people are corrupted, he will be rewarded with 70 reward of equivalent to a martyr or 100. Small sunnah. Reviving the sunnah of Prophet means loving Sayyidina Muhammad. Man ahya sunnati faqad ahabbani. Who revived my sunnah, he is loved, he loves me. And then he said, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي, what will happen? We remember the beginning of the hadith we mentioned of the Bedouin, where he said, يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَبْ. Those who love each other will be resurrected with each other. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعْيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Who loves me, he's going to be with me in paradise. All Muslims. It's so easy. It's so easy to love Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loves his principles. Extend our hand to each other. Extend our hand to our Muslim brothers and sisters. Extend our hands to our communities outside. Make peace and love with them. Then we are really follow the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to that way. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ فَيَا فَوْزَ لِلْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ.
صحبه أجمعين. تعظيما لنبيه وتكريما لفخاما لشأن صفيه، فقال عز وجل للقائل مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه، صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي أمته عن دار شحيم مفخر العرب والعجم، مولانا ومولى العالمين المحترمين سيدنا أبي القاسم محمد. يا أيها المشتاقون نور جماله والمحتاجون شفاعته صلوا عليه، صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، واغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا خلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار يا كريم يا ستار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم أصلح شأننا وشأن المسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونستعيذك من شر ما استعاذك منه سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.